Aber die Zohar per Gimel Mishne Dalit. Shoal, Proiklus, Ben Ploisfus, es Ram Gamliel, Ba Akoi. Akoi was a place where there was a very strong Tfisas Yad for the Romans. The name over here, Proiklus, Ben Ploisfus, is clearly not a Yiddish name. It's Greek or Roman. We'll touch it up in a second. Akoi is near Caesarea, which was the seat of Roman power. The Gemara says that Yerushalayim and Caesarea are the Akezai's Meloshin Caesar. Is they're opposites of each other. One is the Mokim of Shechina, and one is the Mokim of Goyish power, of Aved Zor, of Kerchi Vayitzim Yodi. The name Proiklus ben Ploisfus, why does the Gemara have to speak out? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us what his name was? Who cares? Just say a Goy. So because of that, different Mepharshim, different Taichim, just say a Goy, Akum Echad, who cares? A Goy is a Goy. Care what his name was. So look at the Taishyantim over here, another Mepharshim. Is Piloisfus is related to the word Pilosof. Pilosof, a philosopher, wasn't just somebody who was Isaac in speculative philosophy. But any of the branches of wisdom that come down from Chochmah Yevonis, which are Chochmah that's not Shaykh to Chochmah Satayr, but Chochmah it is, Chochmah Agayim Taimin, is given this name of Pilosof. So he was Shaykh to some level of insight. He was a Ovid Aved Zorah, but he was Shaykh to some level of insight. That's one Nakuda. Ben, I don't know if that was his father was a philosopher, but he himself was. Ben Philosophus means that he was Shaykh to the world of philosophim. Proiklus as well, when you look at some of the Mepharshim over here, the Gemara says over here, Daf Mem Dalid, that this is a Roman word for some type of office. So he was an officer. He represented Roman might wedded together to Chochmas Yevonis. Find a similar concept in Parshas Toldos when Yitzchak Avinu gives Esav some type of bracha after something is left over. When he gave the brachas to Yaakov, it says over there that he's giving him Mishmani Oretz. So Rashi says over there that he gave me Talya Shel Yovan. That's what he gave him. Geographically, there's no place called Italia Shel Yovan. Italia is Italy, Yovan is Greece. What it means is that Roman power, with Edom, which is Esav, is built on the foundation of Chochmas Yovanim. The Golus Yovan turned almost automatically into Golus, saved by Hasheni, into Golus Edom. Edom was invited in to have a Tfisas Yad in Eretz Yisrael by great-grandchildren of the Chashmonoim that were very heavily influenced by the Tarbus HaYovon. So it's one Mitzias. So that's Proiklus ben Ploisfus, and he meets Rabbi Gamliel in Akoi, in a place where there's a strong Tfisas Yad for the Goyish power and the Goyish Avodah Zarah. And it says over there, Sheyroichitz ben Merchot Shel Aphroditi. Aphrodite is the name of Avodah Zarah. Kimdumani that they still have this word is present in English also, Aphroditus. Akitza, there was a Beis Merchatz in Akoi that had in the hallway or coming in, they had a big statue of this Avodah Zarah. And Ram Gamliel was going into the Beis Merchatz. By the way, you find in the Mishnah in Brachos that Ram Gamliel was an Istinus and he had to bathe more frequently than most people. See, he was coming into the Merchat Shel Aphroditi, Omaloi, Kosub Saraschem. He was there to pick apart Rabbi Gamliel. Here's his taina. It says in Yoter V'layidbak B'yodchem U'menacherem, you have an issur to be nene in any shape, form, or fashion from Avodah Zarah. Mipnei ma'at ha'roichetz b'merchat Shel Aphroditi. Why are you bathing in the Merchat Shel Aphroditi? Very poshut question. Omaloi ein meshivim b'merchat. Can't talk and learning in the Merchat. You'll have to wait. That's a little bit strange why the Mishnah has to say this. Let's say Rabbi Gamliel would have had his mouth full of water and he motioned him 1 second with his hand. The Mishnah would have to speak that out also. It's mashma that the Ein Meshivim B'merchatz is part of the dialogue. He's setting him up and he's going to tell him something outside and it's going to build on Ein Meshivim B'merchatz. You look at the Rambam over here, the Rambam understands something different. Ein Meshivim B'merchatz itself is a halacha. How is he allowed to say even that? He should have just motioned him. No, hold on a minute. And it could be that the Rambam says it could be that he didn't say it by Merchatz. He excused himself when he got out of the Merchatz for not talking in the Merchatz, for ignoring him, because Ein Meshiv B'Merchatz. The other way to do it would be to say that there's no Ein Meshiv B'Merchatz. It's just saying, I can't talk to you now. He's not really telling him a halacha, even though it is a Lashon of Chazal. And really what he's doing is, the reason why the Mishnah records this is not to teach us the Derech Eretz of excusing oneself, but really because the Mishnah is telling us the whole story, and this was part of the setup. So let's see what happens. Shiyotza Amalai, when he goes out, Rabbi Gamliel tells him, Ani le bosi b'gvulo, he bosi b'gvuli. This Beis HaMerchatz was a Beis HaMerchatz before they put the statue here. So the place is open to the public. It's a place that Shaykh to Kol Echad V'Echad, including myself. The fact that Aphrodite is an intruder on my Beis HaMerchatz has nothing to do with me. He's an intruder. Vazat Smitmir. Also, sounds like the way the Mefarshei Mishnah explains this. Ein Oimrim is a Siba Nois of Lahatir. Nasa Merchatz Aphrodite Noi. Nobody says that the Merchatz is a Tashmish, a Takshit for Aphrodite, the statue of the Avodah Zarah. Elohimrim Nasa Aphrodite Noi LaMerchatz. They say that the Merchatz is enhanced because there's a statue of Aphrodite there. So, Memelo, I'm entering the bathhouse. I'm entering something that's serving as Avodah Zarah? That's ridiculous. If somebody would give you a lot of money, you would go into the place where the Avodah Zarah is, you'd go in undressed, in a state of tumah, you would go in, there's a bathroom there, there's plumbing there, and people are standing there, it's not a mokum choshuv. He said it b'der gnus. And this maybe sets up, like we said before, Ein Meshiv B'Merchatz. The pshat is, the reason why Ein Meshiv B'Merchatz is because of Mokum Gnus. It's not proper to say Divrei Torah. So you're telling me that this place is serving to honor the Avodah Zarah? It's ridiculous. The place is a Mokum of Bizui. So unless you're so crazy, he's telling him, to believe that that's the Noy of Avodah Zarah, then the whole Avodah Zarah is ridiculous. And then he adds in a drosha, Lenem Eloheim, the pasuk that says, Psile Eloheim Tisufun Boesh, is only as Shenoeg by Mishum Aloya, that which is Noeg as a covered Mishum, the Elohus Sheboy, that's also, Bano, Ves Sheene Noeg by Mishum Aloya, is Mutter, that's Mutter, Bano. So this is Rabbi Gamliel's discussion with the Goy over there in Akoi. Mishnah Hey, Hagoyim Oivdim is a Horim Vesag voice. Goyim do sometimes worship that mountains in India where they say, this is a sacred hill, this is a sacred valley. The place itself, which is Mechubal Lekarka, Hein Mutorim, does not become Asabano, Mashalayim Asurim. That which is on them, which is man made, that does become Asabano. Shenemar, loisachmet kesef azov aleim v'lokachto, don't want the kesef azov that they use to decorate their mountains, their trees, whatever it is. So the Torah is medayik the word loisachmet kesef azov aleim v'lokachto. It's only the aleim which becomes awesome, therefore there's a lot to take it. Because loyidbak biyot chamum menacher, masha'ekin, the tree, or the mechub lakaka, the hill, the mountain, whatever it is, that doesn't become us. Rabbi Yisak Lili Aymer, the Pasuk says, Eliheim al Hehorim. So the Dik is Eliheim is al Hehorim. Same type of Dik, Eliheim al Hagvois. It's on the Gvois, on the mountains. V'loi Hagvois Eliheim. Not the mountain, not the valley, is the Elihus. Them comes also. The Shaila is, if mountains and valleys and riverbeds don't become Asabano even when they worship, why is there one specific type of Avodah Zarah that does become Asabano, which is called Asherah? Asherah was a type of tree. It was some type of nature worship. Frek the Mishnah. Umipnei ma Asherah Asura. The Pasuk says, Vasherahem tigadeun. You have to chop them down. A tree is also Mechub Lekarka, if that's the word. It's not considered the same level of Mechub Lekaka. Mechub Lekaka over here is something which is literally not man-made. But over here, they planted a tree b'miyuchad l'avodah zarah. So Mele, it is considered Maisi Yidei Odom. Kol sheyesh bo tfisas Yidei Odom, that created it, Yidei Odom, also. Rabbi Kiva adds something. Amar Rabbi Kiva, ani oivin, I'll explain to you v'odom lefonecho. That when the Torah says, over there in the Pasuk in Perek Yud Beis in Dvorim, the Sachas Kol Eitz Uranon, sounds like anything under a tree that's worshipped could become Avod Zarah, could become also Bano. The Torah is adding a detail. The Torah is telling Klai Yisrael when they're going to Eretz Yisrael that the Kananim that were in Eretz Yisrael was so Oduk and Avod Zarah that the Torah is telling them, Kol Mokom Shatam Moitze Har Gavoya V'Givov Nisol V'Eitz Uranon. Every time, in every place where there's a hill, there's a valley, there's a tree which is fresh, Dash Yesh Shom Avod Zarah. So Mele, you're going to have to look over there, you're going to have to search and find every, uproot every last drop of Avod Zarah. Now, what it sounds like is, again, we're having this discussion about Mechub L'Karka not becoming Asa Bano, where Asherah is different. L'Chari, what you'll have to say is that the Asherah that's also, that's called Yad, the Tfisas, Yad Odom Boy, is only because it was something that was planted b'miyuchad v'avod zarah. A regular tree, if they took a cedar tree, they took one of those tall trees in California, the redwood trees, magnificent, tall, thick trees. Oh, that's a getchka. No, they're there already for thousands of years. Savada, those would not, they would have, they would not become asmanot, they have a din mechub l'karka.